You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Keith Urban loves Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Keith Urban loves Nicole Kidman, so.
Set. Okay.
I love when jeans are a little stretchy. Room to grow. Are we recording?
You know, I'm a shapeshifter. I don't have any jeans that fit. Not one pair of jeans fit me.
You can borrow these if you want to. They just fit everybody. Everyone borrows
it's
these
like
jeans.
Sisterhood?
Yeah, because they're a little stretchy. I think that it's okay to be a little bit stressy if your jeans.
I need to start, like, I'm so dumb. Like, I've never for one winter ever been the same size as the winter before. It's always two sizes up or two sizes down. I should just keep the pants that don't fit because they will eventually.
Yeah. I fluctuate too. I'm in a season right now that I'm not super proud of in terms of my jawline. Yeah.
I told you that, you know, my friend on the plane who has had all those nieces and nephews.
Of course.
My shorts were riding up on the plane. And so my thigh stretch marks were poking out and he asked what happened to me.
What'd you say?
I got scratched.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, what do you... It's like, I don't want to go into all of that right now.
Well, young man.
On this aircraft? On this Bowen Yang?
Yeah, Bowen Yang.
So, I just had to let him know that I had injury. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's completely okay to have injuries.
I know that.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. If you're joining us on video, it's clear. It's very clear. It's obvious, maybe even, too, that we are on Brooke's couch at her home. We're cozied up, bundled up.
I wish you would get under your blanket.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I can do.
Do you want, would you prefer this one? It's cozier.
I like this.
Okay.
Because it's weird that I'm in jeans. We didn't know that we were going to record here today, but I'm lounging in jeans.
I have a muumuu.
No, it's okay.
They both do smell bad because of the way that I was wearing them.
What were you doing in them?
Just like completely rotting for days on end.
Ugh.
Like really, really, really bad.
I need 3 days of a thunderstorm, biblically. It's insane.
It hasn't rained here in
40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights. And it looked like it might this morning.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
It's crazy to be somewhere where it turned into a gorgeous day and I was pissed. I was like, seriously?
I know.
Rain,
I'm over
pussy.
It. I really am over it. Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to the East Coast in a few weeks. Let's see what the weather's like there.
It's
storming in Philly right now.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, storming in Philly now, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. But it is still in the high 70s. All okay? He's going to sneeze. It's in the low 70s in New York.
Shoot. That was kind of ruining my mood. Oh, I have to sneeze.
Look at the light. Look at the light.
It went away. Ugh, I was about to bust too.
Oh shit! I hate when you're about to bust and it comes back. It slurps itself back up.
Back in. Well, I haven't seen you in a while. How has it been? Wait, did we
saw you a few days ago?
Yeah, I saw you 4 days ago.
But how have you been since then?
I've been good. I left from the podcast.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Did 5 sold out shows in North Carolina, which feels random that it's in North Carolina. The thing about states is that they're close to other states everywhere else, except California, I feel, and Texas, the two places I'm from.
So true.
There's not like, oh, we drove in from
such a good point.
Alabama. These people are like, oh my gosh, we came in from Virginia. And I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, why'd you do that? They're like, it's 2 hours.
Right.
So it's no big deal. I'm like, oh, that is like such a foreign concept to me to be able to leave state lines.
That's very true.
Yeah, but a lot of people, so doing it in Raleigh, North Carolina, which is a great little town. It stormed.
I've never been to any of the Carolinas. I'd really love to.
I was like, was it talking just, to this couple, and they're like,
"Was it just gorgeous?"
It was really hilly, you know, like a lot of woods and greenery. It was cool and like little small town vibe. It was. I was talking to this couple, and they were like, "Yeah, we're getting married at the beach," and I was like, "Ooh, let's take this thing south of the border." And they're like, "The beach is like just down the like you're on the coast right now." And I was like, "Where the hell is North Carolina?"
The Carolinas to me, is Nicholas Sparks territory.
It's like Outer Banks.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that. But like I'm thinking all very, yeah, like Nicholas Sparks, and that's all I know about it.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But they were all talking to me about North Carolina. They're like, "Sorry, I died." I almost just started crying for some reason. Why did I do
all that?
Everyone I would talk to about Raleigh, they'd be like, "How is it?" Like, I'm like, why are you acting like it's Chernobyl? Like I'm about to get sick from
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. What is it?
I think it's Chernobyl.
Tomato.
Chernobyl? Okay.
Share.
But honestly, you know, it's good when you can't pronounce things because it just means you've read them.
Yeah.
And that you're well read. So like, why would you know how to pronounce them if you're only reading them?
I need to read a book.
So good job.
Thank you.
We should read that Stephen King book. I have a crush on Stephen King now.
I know, I saw that. What do you mean you have a crush on Stephen King?
I'm reading his memoir.
Is he alive?
Yes, he's 76.
Good.
I'm reading his memoir, which is also like a kind of a how-to on writing.
Oh, nice.
And he is so funny. And I think I'd like to start using some of his language. When he was a kid, when he or his brother had to poop, they would just said, "I have to push." They have to go push.
Yeah.
Which I think we should start saying so. To minimize the amount of times we say poop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, like when I was pushing yesterday. Or like, oh, excuse me for 1 second, I have to go push.
We're going
to
take a quick...
I think that's a lot like better on the ears.
I like that. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
What did I just say?
He's my dream guest.
What did I just say? That I brought the boom?
Oh, that Connor, before good. We started recording, said, "I do not want to talk about this on air, so I'm going to talk about it now," and then proceeded to talk about how he doesn't even have to push. He just has to boom.
Boom. I really brought the boom at the venue.
Yeah.
Pre-show.
So you were stepping off stage to boom?
No, it was like I could hear them getting ready to announce to bring me out. And I go, boom. They're going to think that something happened.
So you were booming in the wings?
I was booming in the what now?
The wings.
Yeah. I was booming in the bowels of the venue. Here's something that happened this weekend. So... Oh my gosh, we're leaving this bar. Maggie Winters is touring with me. You need to meet Maggie.
Love her.
Yeah, she said she messaged you.
Yeah, I've been talking to her a bit. She's so sweet and fun, and I love her.
Everyone after the show is like, they're like calling her mother and like, "Where's mother?" Like, yeah. And we went out to a bar after with one of the other comics too, Ben. And
oh, my mail slot.
Oh my God.
You like the sound of my mail slot?
Oh my God.
It's old fashioned.
Scared the crap out of me.
It's like I have a slot in my house where the mailman, he's so sweet, just shoves the mail in and then it enters my venue.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Maggie Winters' mother.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I just got so depressed for like 4 seconds and now I'm back.
I hate when that happens.
You know what? I literally looked out the window and I was like,
No, you just become so aware of your like finite existence and then it goes away as quickly as it came, but it's horrible.
I was looking at that mailman and I was like, he has like a full life and he has a mission and he's here delivering the mail. And then,
I know. I'm worried about us having access to open windows right now, just like in terms of distraction.
Oh my gosh. I like forgot about windows.
Should we close
too.
The Pepper Home curtain?
No. It's kind of nice to gaze. Speaking of gaze, we're outside of the bar and there's these dudes, these frat dudes, they're wasted. And one of them just like says the gay slur, the F slur.
Uh-uh.
And yelled it. And no one like did anything. And then this other dude walks up and just start, they start chanting together, gay people should die.
No. Like,
whoa. And then Maggie obviously is like, shut the fuck up, bitch, like to their face. And meanwhile, I'm wearing loafers. I'm like, Maggie, they're talking about me. I think we got to get in the Uber before this goes south. But she was trying to fight them. And she,
good.
She was like, thank you for ordering the Uber and getting it there so fast.
That
because
is, yeah.
I was, we were kind of thinking, I was kind of trying to be like,
I wish you had let her.
No. I was kind of thinking like, you, there's no way you against people like that, that don't care about what they're saying in public. They will hit you. They actually said back to her, she's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. And they go, you should get hit by a car and die, bitch. Like it, they were like in each other's faces.
That's a situation where it's like, I'll let you hit me to fast track you to prison.
Yeah. If any of the stuff that they were saying, it's crazy to me. Like, I guess as like an influencer, like it's always scary to be like, oh, people are like videoing you. They were not scared of people videoing at all. I'm like, you have no fear at all. Truly of like, you know, but that's something where you'd probably never get a job. You might get kicked out of school.
Right. No, yeah, I think you would. I would hope you would. But
it was very belligerent. I couldn't really help scary. But find it a little bit funny because I'm in North Carolina wearing a sweater and loafers. Like, it's like, it's not safe for me out there either. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
But other than that, I mean, it was great. I could not believe 5 sold out shows in North Carolina.
Very
good
job.
Out. Thank you. And then yesterday flew back. I got home so late last night. My flight, there was no direct flights. The flight that I got was at 5 a.m. I have a white noise machine. And if you turn on your white noise machine and your phone isn't on like ring, your alarm is silenced.
Yeah.
It doesn't go off. So I missed my 5 a.m. direct flight.
Sure.
So I just went to the airport and I sat at the airport all day. Then didn't have a flight out till like 7 p.m. So I got home at like 1 a.m. And I like, my favorite thing about being in the airport is I had a very standard day besides missing the flight, which is fully my fault. But you can, it's so funny to complain about flying online. Like the airport is so much, there's so much comedy in the airport. Uh-huh. And that's what I hate is when I talk about airport jokes and airplane jokes, like they're like, when I talk to comedians, they're like, you're still doing airplane jokes? Like, I think it's like elementary school for comedy. But I think the airport is so funny.
I think it just depends how you do it. Oh, yeah. Did you have an airplane joke you wanted to share?
No, I just think it's funny how like I make it look like hell. I'm like, I'm still at the airport. Damn, it's like very normal standard operate. Like the flight wasn't even delayed.
Right.
That's the flight I bought and then I went to the airport right. And got on it.
Right.
And connected. Like,
right.
That's just like a normal.
Complaining is just a natural part of the healing process.
It's so true. It's so true.
I have actually been, you know, people that like write letters to people and then don't send them just to like get things out.
Yeah.
I've been like crafting stories, like Instagram stories and Snapchat stories of me complaining and then deleting them.
Feels good.
Just to like
reread it with a new.
Yes, yeah. To get it out. And then it's like, well, I don't want to be perceived as someone who complains all the time, even though that is like my soul and my character. But it, you have to just type it out and then delete it.
I flipped it from like, what am I complaining about? And then I think about how, what a blessing it is to have a problem like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think today might be a day where I finish like a succinct conscious thought. Whereas last week I was listening and I was like, what? I listened to it back. People, you have to know when I come on this podcast, a lot of the stuff I say came to me in parcels and in a dream. And I'm just trying to get it out. I'm trying to get your Instagram story out, you know, like, and then explain it. And then when I say it out loud, you know, I live alone. I don't have anyone to run these things by. It doesn't always make sense. So I'm getting behind that.
It's like a completely off topic thing, but I want to just give context to the way that I'm playing with my nails.
Yeah.
I got hard gel.
Oh.
Which is like gel, but harder.
Yeah.
And I picked it all off.
Yeah.
My nails are, I'm not kidding, wet, like pliable, soft, feel like.
Oh, that's making me sick.
There's literally no, there might as well be no nail. Like it's, they're mushy.
Ew. That's,
like, I can't.
That's like what mole people have.
I have a weird light switch in my room where it's like you have to like push like some little type of lever to the side. I can't because my nails are too soft and bendy. It's like foul. But I'm not, Izzy, I'm done getting my nails done. Like I'm letting them grow natural because like this is like actually scaring me. It's like I don't even have, like they're not, there's no hardness.
We need to stop because it's reminding
me
of like.
I melted them off. I like burned them off with acetone.
It's reminding me of like some sort of like underground dweller, like an animal that you have soft, like premature baby.
Yes, exactly.
It's premature. No. Yeah. It's reminding me of like when you boil a carrot. You
yes.
Know?
That's
making me sick.
I think you should feel them.
No.
Okay.
I can't.
It's really yucky.
I'm having a weak stomach day.
Yeah.
I'm having a pre-push anxiety over here.
I'm about to start to
push. I'm about to have to push on your peppercorn.
This is not pepper home.
Oh.
This is Joybird.
Joybird. Okay. I'm sorry.
This was Joybird full price. Those were pepper home hashtag gifted. And those are six pennies hashtag gifted.
What?
The chairs.
What?
The
chairs that are Pepperhorn?
No, the chairs are sixpenny. The curtains are Pepper Home.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. I see.
Well, you were gay in your loafers this weekend. You want to hear how I was gay?
Yeah.
I
was hate crime in my loafers.
I was the opposite of hate crime, which I'm thankful for.
I was hate crime adjacent. Thank you.
I got invited to an early screening of The Joker, the new Joker with Lady Gaga, Folie à Deux.
Baba.
And
Folie à Deux.
All good?
Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to say really quickly, just the only thing I'll say about the film itself, because like, just go into it blind, except for I'm about to completely deblindify you right now, really quickly. They did a full Mean Girls the musical.
What do you mean?
It's a musical.
Oh, no.
And they didn't market it that way.
Oh, crap.
Y'all, we are working with a musical, not one musical number, not two musical number, not three musical numbers, not four musical numbers. There's about 5 to 6 musical numbers in this film.
Wow.
Which I think a lot of people are not expecting.
There's a lot of Joker. You know, I feel like that's not an audience you really want to like throw a musical at without talent.
It's not just like, they're musical numbers. It's like their performances. So definitely interesting. Very cool to see that. Very lucky to have seen that exclusive sneak peek preview of the full feature film. Excited to hear everyone's thoughts on that. But what was so cool about the screening was that Lady Gaga was
there. Lady Gaga was present.
And she came out after the film to do a quick Q&A. And she said to the audience, and it was truly about like 20 people there, 20 to 30 people there. So it's a very small group. And it was, they were like, Lady Gaga picked you. And I was like, okay, interesting. And she said when she got there that she like is so honored to be in the room with us and that she has always felt like she very closely identifies with our community. And that like she's honored to spend the night with us and thanks for coming. And I was like, oh my God, like, whoa, like first of all, thank you.
Like fans of
thank
music.
You, Gaga.
Yeah.
And I didn't know she identified so closely with the influencer community. Like, that's not what I was expecting from her.
And then you...
And then the Q&A starts. And I'm starting to look around and I'm like, I know like a lot of these people from the internet. And I know...
Carabiners on...
No, and I know that everyone here is a member of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Yeah.
And so then it started to click together that Lady Gaga was not feeling connected to the influencing community. She was feeling connected to the LGBT community who was present, who were the invitees of the screening.
Inside of you.
So I was, yay.
Yeah.
And you know how I feel about that community.
Right.
And I feel, as Gaga does, honored. I was honored to be there and be a part of the community for a night. I do wonder how I was selected. And what the thought process was there, if they were maybe wondering, this young woman is the face of the community.
Wait, you got outed by Lady Gaga. You should take her to court.
No, oh my God, are you kidding? There's nothing.
In a good way, you should take her to court for a date.
Court date?
Court date.
I mean, you know I'm honored in any way to be a part of that community. Really
great. And you met her.
But I did have a small chuckle to myself just when it clicked, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But no, obviously honored. And I was literally looking at Gaga and I was like, literally me too. Like it is an honor to feel this adjacent to the community.
She's really short and you were like, shorter than her.
So here's the thing. Then at the end, Gaga was like, you mind if I just call her Gaga?
No, I'm familiar.
Then at the end, Gaga was like, I would love the opportunity to take pictures with all of you if that's something that you're okay with. And it was like, yeah, of course I would be okay with that. So we lined up to take a photo with Gaga. And she was the perfect person for me to have an interaction with because, like, I love her to death, but it's not like I'm like losing sleep about how obsessed I am. So I was really able to articulate, like, I love you so much. You're so incredible. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. Like, I had a blast. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Just like very eloquently and also as like just normal, which was exciting. She's literally the most soft spoken, demure woman that I have ever met. To every question everyone asked, she was like, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate you asking that. It's an awesome question. So gracious and generous and kind and like just like soft, which I wasn't expecting.
Wow.
Like, do not have enough good things to say about that woman. But I took a photo with her. And if you saw the photo, you'll notice that she's about 18 feet taller than me in the photo, which I think people were confused by because she is 5'1 or 5'2. Please pay heed to the fact that she's wearing 8-inch massive platforms. Like, people were not people weren't able to figure that out because that photo didn't end up on Popgrave, of course. And people weren't able to put the pieces together that she was wearing those platforms. And so obviously there were a lot of comments like, how tall is that person next to her? Like, is she 3 feet tall? First of all, I want to direct you again to that 4'11 highlight. Yeah. And second of all, I want to direct you to the 8-inch platforms.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it was alarming too, because I know that she's
tiny. It is an alarming.
They call her Lady Gagita.
It is alarming to see that height disparity. But yes, she was wearing platforms, as is her right. As she is a queen in her right. But yeah, I'm 4'11.
Special.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, really honored to be a part of the community, as always. Yeah.
How excited.
In my loafers.
Truly. Like, I think
we all had our loafers on this weekend.
Yeah.
We all had our loafers on this weekend.
Take a walk a mile in my loafs.
Mm-hmm.
Get my loafs and try to walk a mile.
Yeah.
They give you blisters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about demisexuality?
I just heard that.
Something I'm dabbling with.
Where did I hear that?
Was it me?
Did you tell me that?
I might have been telling everyone about demi.
Lovato.
Because at first I was like, oh, maybe I'm fictosexual, which is attracted to fictional characters. But then I think I've realized that, like, I'm also attracted to non-fictional characters too. So I don't think that a fictosexual makes. But demisexuality, which I'm not sure either. It's just, it's always, sometimes labels can like really restrict you, but sometimes they can be freeing and like, oh, maybe this is what I identify with. So anyway, I was feeling that with demisexuality, it's you can only be physically attracted to people that you have developed an emotional attachment with.
Oh.
And I do think that's the case with me, but I also think I'm able to develop an emotional attachment on site.
Yeah.
Immediately. So that's not, I don't know if that really works for the definition, but it's just nice to explore and be able to wonder and get to know yourself more. So LGBTQIA, D. DF.
Period.
Yep.
DTF.
DTF, demificto.
Demificto? What is that thing called? Abso facto. Lutely. Anyways.
Not my hands.
Nice. What is that?
Wait, did you not smell how good they smell?
I just don't want your fingernails near my face.
No, okay. Just don't. This is not fingernail adjacent.
I smell it. It smells like a baby.
Yes, it smells like Johnson & Johnson, doesn't it? I have a new favorite detergent. Say goodbye to Diva. Say hello to the laundress.
I'm okay saying goodbye to Diva because everyone's getting these like massive PR boxes from Diva. And I think that we put Diva on the map, low-key.
I don't think we put them on the map. I think they were well on the map. But I do think like we did alert a lot of people of their presence.
Yeah. Well, people literally are like, oh my gosh, you guys are the ones from the Diva Wash thing. I'm like, we're the what from the what? And they're like, you're the Diva Wash influencers, right? We had, because we started going on podcasts and like that would come up at every podcast.
Right.
Like, we bought that Diva Wash. So we hit a lot of audiences.
Right.
Via Diva.
Well, I'm on the laundress. It's just like lavender and Johnson & Johnson smelling like a baby.
Smell your palm if it's your detergent.
Because I rubbed my hands with the detergent.
Did you wash any of your clothes? Are you using laundry detergent as soap?
No, I literally, because I thought we were going to the studio this morning and I put it all over my skin so that it would stick to make sure that you could smell it.
Normal.
Also, I could have just brought the pillow spray that they sent too.
You can do whatever you want.
You could literally do whatever you want. It's a free fucking country.
You're 4'11" Jewess.
Because I'm a 4'11" demi Jew.
it's
with fictosexual tendencies, and I can do whatever I want.
It's this tiny queen's world. We're just living in it. This is Laundress's world. We're just living
in it. But I'm not kidding. I don't think you smelled it enough because you were scared of my fingernails. But I really want you to.
Can you just go get it?
Oh my God. Yeah, you can just go get it.
We're at your house. That's the beauty of being
Should I get the detergent or the pillow spray?
Get the detergent. I want to smell the real thing.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Get that. Go get that stuff. Okay. I don't think I have anything new to say. Except that my dad keeps texting me, call me, period. And it's like, I call him and he's like, oh my gosh, Max is sitting looking so cute. I had to tell you. I'm like, send me a picture. Please don't make me think that mom died.
It exploded.
Oh, cool.
Completely exploded.
You don't like it?
No.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't like it. Oh my God. Like, I had a visceral, like, kind of...
I think it's the best thing I've ever smelled in my life. It smells like Johnson & Johnson baby.
It smells like smelling like a baby's, like...
Izzy smelled it.
It smells like skin. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, like, it's just like...
Get it away.
It's like
what's...
fresh. Him?
I don't know.
It smells great.
It's like cologne.
Well, I have COVID, so that's...
Do you?
No. What? Maybe.
I'm, like, addicted to it.
And
that's, but I do think that's more of a like wash your cozies and wash your bedding in it. Like, it's not like,
I will say about Diva wash, it's too strong to have on your bed every single night. It's like, cause I bury my head in.
Well,
my
you
bucket.
Have to wash you. People don't understand. Like, and all the hate that Diva gets for being too strong. You just put a dollop of Diva.
You're supposed to dilute it with unscented.
Dilute it with unscented and put a dollop in. And that's the way to Diva.
You're going to want to do a dollop of Daisy. Yeah. Like ASAP.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky.
As possible. Okay, that's the first product I wanted to influence. Do you mind if I influence a second product?
No, hit me.
Have you had NYX protein bars?
Huh?
It's like the Swedish protein bars. They're called NYX, N-I-C-K-S. They're just there's protein bars.
Maybe. Oh, it's all in my fucking hand. That's all I can smell.
It's so delicious.
Maybe.
I'm upset, but you don't like it. I'm sorry.
Not for me.
That's fine. But there are these protein bars that I'm not kidding. Well, this is actually another DSDF situation. They taste to me like a Snickers or a Twix. They are so good. And I put them in the freezer and then eat them. And it's like dessert.
It's like a treat.
But I'm scared that I'm going like Caltein bar mode.
Are you eating a lot of them?
No, I'm averaging one a day. But like they taste like a chocolate bar and they're from Sweden. Which, like, I don't know if that's where the OG Caltein bars were from, but...
They were Swedish...
I think.
Swedish...
So I'm worried. Yeah, I'm worried. And I can't quite make sense of the ingredients. But they taste so dang good.
Then let your hair down a little.
I'm worried that I'm bulking up.
It's going to be a long winter. So...
Yeah,
maybe that's okay.
You're going to itch your feet on my new blankies.
Where would you prefer that I itch my feet?
We should get you a...
Out of frame?
We should get you a roller.
I know. No, I need like a device that is like what you would buff out cars with. Like that...
Do your feet itch when you're not with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes it makes me nervous that I'm making you anxious.
I can't itch my feet when I'm with you, but I love it.
That would be my worst nightmare if I made someone anxious.
I'm always anxious. People don't get it. I'm like a chihuahua.
I get it.
I'm like a chihuahua. The energy at Trader Joe's recently is so horrible and vile and foul.
What's going on?
I don't get it. Like everyone in there, I don't know how to put it into words. It's like almost evil.
I haven't been to Trader Joe's in a long time.
That's why it made me think of it, because speaking of anxious, I don't know where anything is anymore, and I feel like the actual shift in vibes is due to the customer base changing, and I don't know what they changed to, but I feel like they all want to, like, they're like too sentient. They like all are looking at, like, no one's looking at me, but I feel like everyone's like staring and in competition with each other at Trader Joe's.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
It's okay, but grocery shopping used to be like my thing.
I know. Could you try a new location?
Yeah, I think I might have to just go to a different grocery store altogether. Sorry, Joe. But it's just not working for me anymore.
I'm a very much like order something in the morning and have the leftovers for 3 days.
That's good too.
And a NYX protein bar.
I just really enjoy... I've been cooking a little bit too. I figured out how to use my air fryer, like the different settings.
Oh.
You know that I never once changed the settings on my air fryer?
I never have either.
Since I got it.
I haven't either. Have you seen my microwave?
No.
It's so interesting. It has, instead of like time, it asks me what I want to do.
Like popcorn?
No, even more intense. Like, what? It's like, what is this? Do you want to defrost bread? Do you want to?
That's normal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't figured out how to put a time.
I think it's like additional set.
A time crunch in.
Not every.
But it's like, do you want to, is this chicken? Is this steak? Like, what are we working with here, girl? And it's like too many. It's like a lot. I also have a new hobby of like finding hot guys that walk past my front door and screenshotting them on my Ring camera. Is that okay to keep in? Or not at all?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not weird.
It's not
weird, but it's not.
But
like,
they're
it's
so blurry. They're so blurry that that's why it's funny.
Because
you can't, it's like there's no way you could even tell.
You could even go outside and say hi.
Wait, I do want to start sitting outside. I found this one guy that I like. He was
a regular passerby?
No, I only found him once. But you want to see a picture of him?
Would love to.
It's really blurry. I can't find it.
It's fine.
No, you need to see him. You'll like him a lot.
Okay, I can't wait. I can't believe you're dating someone and I didn't even know.
I know. Sorry.
We should have him on the pod. We should get...
Oh my God, we can just go outside and wait.
We should get the screenshot of his blurry ass body frame and print it out life size so you can...
Where did he go?
Look at it. Where did he go?
Oh, here he is.
Where did he come from? Like that little... Looks like that photo of Sasquatch.
Because it's so blurry.
Yeah, no, it's like you can't even tell it's...
I would show you guys, but you can kind of like see where I live. But he is... Oh, no, this is fine. Do you like him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's so pretty. And so...
What the hell?
You can just... Sometimes you can just tell. I can't... I guess I'm not Demi.
You have developed an emotional attachment to a pixel. That's
what I'm... That's what's confusing is, like, I do feel emotionally attached.
Like, I wouldn't even call that a photograph.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is going on with me today?
Are you itching?
No, I just keep going in and out of like a literal bout of severe depression and then it's
come
over.
Back to us.
And then I come back and I'm like, life is beautiful.
Come back to us. Oh,
life is beautiful.
I got accepted to Shiz.
Oh, I heard. Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, because you got that, Maggie DM'd them. I was like, I really want this PR box. Please, please, please. Can I have this PR box?
I don't know. I guess it was a PR box, but I was almost wondering if it was from my application to Shiz. Because a lot of the boxes that show up, like, you don't know, like, how they got to you, you know?
I hate that so much. I got a box of...
What is on the bottom of your toe?
That's just how it's always been.
What is it? I don't want you doing that.
It's rock. It's rock
solid. Don't pull it off onto the couch.
Brooke, if I can't pull my toe off in front on your onto your
this is the joy bird, yeah.
Then I don't know if I know you anymore, really.
I don't feel like I ever
really
encouraged you to pull that piece
you've
of your
you've changed.
Piece of skin off onto the joy bird.
You've changed a lot and it's sad. I hope you find yourself. I really do wish you the best.
You should do that. Channing a few times at bars has gone up to random people and just gone, you've changed so much.
I'm not mad at you at all.
I'm not upset. I just want to let you know that you have changed.
It makes me fully, completely sick.
He always does that to Zane Hijazi. Zane, you've changed.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Channing. What the hell? There's been this number texting me.
Is it Channing?
For days on end. We miss you so much last night. For real. Next message. Okay, wait. More tea. Sarah and Jake showed up to the dinner last night and Wyatt didn't tell either of them. I'm like, I don't know.
Wait, who?
Sarah and Jake showed up to the dinner last night and Wyatt didn't tell. I don't think I even know why.
I don't think that was text was meant for you.
No, but they've texted me like several times.
I am so worried about your feet.
Why?
Like how much they itch.
It just comes and goes though.
But it's like, it's not normal. Like no. You should get it checked out.
I need to go to the doctor. Let me get on ZocDoc.
Like that could be a circulation thing.
I know. And it probably is because I have that back issue.
That ended up being nothing.
A pinched nerve. They said it was nothing, but it's not nothing.
No, I want someone to take you seriously the way I would want someone to take my dom seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Go to another doctor. Let's get a second, third, and fourth opinion.
You're right.
Honestly, Connor, go to a female doctor.
Why?
Because they're a lot less likely to brush off your problems.
Right. Thank you. I will.
And they'll listen to you. Because women are superior. Yep.
Allergies, back pain, probably blood work, common conditions and services. I don't...
Itchy feet?
I might have diabetes. That's what people are saying.
You don't have diabetes. You would know if you had diabetes. It would come back in the blood work that you got.
Yeah, my blood work said...
Also, I don't think itchy feet is a diabetes symptom.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
It also said like kidney disease. But I feel good otherwise.
What are your top five? Like, if you went to a doctor right now and they were like, top five health concerns, walk us through them.
My mole.
Where?
Under my right arm. That would be a big one.
That's such an easy thing to get.
I know. I'm a piece of work. I'm a piece of work, really, to myself. I am.
You've been talking about that mole since 2021 when we first started this.
Girl.
Month. Or 2022, whenever
girl,
we started.
Girl, me and my mole go way back. Should I go to Allison or Gina?
Allison.
I agree. But she's a physician assistant. Oof. Hell no.
Wait, where are you? You're on ZocDoc?
I'm on ZocDoc working away. You keep talking. I'll chime
in. No, I asked you about your five main health concerns.
Oh. I would say itchy feet, back pain.
Mole. Two more.
Well, I am like fully missing a tooth.
Tooth.
So I need to get that. They need to put a tooth in for me. And then I'm good. I don't know.
Just four for now?
I would love to just like find out if there's any tumors. They always are like, there's no tumors.
We should get that full body scan.
I'm too scared to know.
No, it saved a lot of people's lives.
Okay, what is a physician assistant? Let's be serious.
It's a dermatologist assistant.
Is it?
Physician?
Oh. Well, if you're looking at your mole.
It's like, I just need to.
I think it's an assistant. It's a physician.
And is that okay to go see them?
Maybe to the physician.
Well, it's not even giving me, it's only giving me rheumatologists. What's a rheumatologist?
Arthritis?
What's a rheumatologist?
That's arthritis.
Autoimmune diseases. And arthritis. Should I see a dermatologist?
For your mole, yes.
Okay. Jesus.
I have a great dermatologist.
Do you?
Yeah. I love her.
Will you give me a referral in Raya?
Yeah. But I can't go to her anymore because I don't have the right insurance. When I was getting my insurance, I only had her. And so I was like, oh, perfect. I'll just get an insurance that accepts her. So then I got an insurance. And then it turned out I had somehow gotten my wires crossed and the one insurance that she doesn't accept is mine. So I've been in the dermatologist in a while.
Damn.
Well, I did go once, but I had to pay out of pocket. Okay, I'll tell you about my five main health concerns. Well, I'm getting my Invisalign on Wednesday, so that's not a concern for me anymore. And I got a new tattoo removal doc, an actual doctor, which I'm excited about. So those two concerns are taken care of.
That's great.
I guess my stomach, but that has been a concern my whole life, so it's less of a concern.
Okay.
Just because I'm still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say the thing I'm most scared of is how quickly I forget things the second they come into my brain. Like, I'll be going to Google something, and then I'm like, wait, what should I Google? And then it takes a really long time to get back there, like mental gymnastics to get back. And then sometimes when I'm falling asleep, I'll be in the middle of a fantasy and then just forget it as it's going.
Whoa.
Which is really bad. I think it might be a side effect of my medication.
Oh, how is your medication, by the way?
I'm not good at taking it.
Oh, that's okay. You seem normal. If you haven't today, make sure you take your meds. I was on my way here today and I saw one of those Coco, the delivery robots that deliver food.
They're not Coco here on the side of town.
What are they called?
They're just, they have their own, each one has their own name.
Oh.
Yeah. Alicia, Emery, Robert.
Oh, you're familiar with all of them?
I know. Latina. Like there's a lot, not Latina. Leticia.
Latina.
Like they have really sweet names. Not Latina.
Latina would be a beautiful name for a baby girl.
It genuinely would.
Well, I saw the delivery robot. It was full of probably food. And it's on its way to deliver. And it had like it was like injured. And it made me so sad.
A lot of them make me sad because they're alone. They're traveling alone.
They're alone and it's scary.
It's scary out there. They're crossing the street.
I know. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, we are so doomed if they make AI cute.
They are cute.
Because I'm like personifying a little box with wheels because they put eyes on it. I'm so dumb. I'm as dumb as a baby.
The ones here are cute.
So cute. I wanted to get out and be like, come on, like, let me help you across the road.
Yeah.
Like an old person. I helped an old person cross the road the other day. Oh my God. They were so slow.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, no, literally, you shouldn't be crossing. You shouldn't be allowed to cross the road. You're holding up. This was, it literally felt like a protest. I'm like, you're not going to work. We're protesting for shorter walks. I don't know. It was crazy. Like, we were fully, the light was green and then went red while we were still crossing the street.
I'm glad you were there to help them.
Yeah. She was really sweet too. Cause sometimes I'm like, do you want to, should I offer, like, or are they independent? You know, should I offer to help them?
That's why I am. My flaw is like worried that I'm going to do or say the wrong thing. So I just avoid doing the thing that is usually the right thing.
Yeah.
So like, I'll see an old woman, like literally, like probably like just drop something and fell. And I'm just like, I don't want to offend her. So I'll just like let her go, which is bad and wrong. But like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm so scared of her being like, no, I don't need help. Which like, okay, that would not be the worst thing in the world to happen. But for whatever reason, that petrifies me.
I saw a girl trip going into Target 2 days ago.
Sucks. And she's probably telling herself, it's okay, no one remembers. Meanwhile,
I smile and I was like, because I feel like I would rather want someone, I would want someone to like laugh it off with me than like, oh, I'm so humiliated and I'm alone, like Coco style.
Yeah.
I'm so alone. I hate hurting myself when I'm alone.
You would rather fall like in front of tons of people you don't know than alone?
Yeah, because
both are embarrassing, but.
Like, when you stub your toe or like fall in your apartment, you're by yourself. I'm like, what was the point of that exactly? I have no audience. Can't even make a joke out of this because no one's here to hear me.
Right.
Like, if a man trips in his house and no one's there to see it, did he even fall at all?
Mm-hmm.
Answer's yes. But there was no one. There's no one there. I'm so alone. There's no one now who can hear me. What is that from?
I'm all alone. There's no one here. Yeah. Beside. What is? It's a song, but there's. I know what you're thinking. It's not SpongeBob, is it?
No.
From Shrek.
Yes.
Shrek. Oh, Donkey.
Donkey. Very good, Izzy.
Oh my gosh, Maggie had the funniest improv joke about. I can't, because it would be her whole joke, but basically someone in the crowd like yelled Donkey at her, and she goes, who the fuck said that? Like middle of her show, she goes, if you ever yell Donkey at me again, I'm gonna fucking kick your ass, bitch.
She's
so funny.
Maybe she could come on the pod.
She asked. She wants to come.
Oh, good.
She wants to come. Yeah,
you're not coming back to LA for your tour, are you?
No. It's not this time around.
Stupid.
Well, I just.
You don't like performing in LA.
I don't like performing in LA. And I did 4 shows and they all sold out here. So I feel accomplished. R-E-L-A.
They all sold out.
What if I died and that was the last thing you said to me?
I'm literally like, something is going on. I just got a text that Lady Gaga's team wants to send me flowers for going to that screening. I'm like, what is going
Lady,
on?
Lady Gaga and Brooke Avrickson making out on Fairfax.
No, I don't even know if I should be like, I probably shouldn't be saying that.
That's okay.
Do you think?
Fine. Yes.
No, but I'm just like, I feel like I'm missing something.
She's
like, I'm not doing you guys any favors. Like, thank you.
You just talked about it. We gave it a lot of real estate on the podcast today.
But nothing I'm just like, what is, like, I'm scared that they think I'm doing some sort of advocacy or something big that I'm not doing.
You're listening to a lot of musicals and falling in love with a lot of gay men. You're doing your part.
That's sweet to say. I appreciate it.
You're doing the work. You know, you're putting
but
in the work.
But I'm just like worried that I'm misrepresenting myself.
Brooke, you're not doing anything intentionally. You're just gay presenting.
Oh, Connor, do you mean it?
You're just gay passing.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to the movies tonight.
What are you going
to
see?
My Old Ass.
Oh my God, I want to see that. I just saw Speak No Evil.
That's a scary one?
It wasn't that scary. It's the one with James McAvoy, who they should really be using as more of like a romantic lead. He's so cute.
Oh my God, guy at your window. Guy at your window alone. Yeah.
He's the mailman. Did you just push?
No, that was my mouth. Did you just push on my Joybird?
Did you just push a little on my Joybird? What was I saying?
I don't know. What? Oh, See No Evil.
Oh, Speak No Evil. Hey, I honestly think they could have done a lot more with that movie. Like the bones were there, but like I wanted them to dig deeper. What do you need me to do with that?
Oh, I was just stretching.
Oh, okay.
Girl. Chill. Mailman is getting me every damn time.
Yeah, sorry. That's why I was asking if we should close the peppers.
Mm-mm. I like the peppers adjacent, ajar. I had a day at the airport yesterday where I was just like texting so many people like, miss you, love you.
You didn't text me that.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that out loud. It was more like people like I haven't seen in years.
Okay.
Like, thinking about you.
You just started off the podcast with saying I haven't seen you in so long.
What is going on? Do you think I'm dying? Do you think I'm dying and like my brain is sending notifications to my heart that's like really appreciate the little things in life before your time is up?
Your brain's DMing your heart.
My brain is sliding into my heart's DMs and saying, hey, sexy, remember to appreciate the sunset today.
Maybe that would be nice. I wish my brain would DM my heart like that more.
It's really tragic that I'm passing away right
now.
You
have to stop looking out the windows.
Oh my gosh. I'm like in a state of longing for whatever reason and nostalgia.
Nostalgia? You're in a state of longing for what has yet to come.
Nostalgia is a gorgeous name for a Slavic baby.
Nostalgia?
Yeah.
That sounds like an IKEA desk.
The nostalgia.
You're the nostalgia 2.0.
Hey, your nostalgia is showing. Get your shit together. Get your act together. Mm-hmm. Your nostalgia is out. Ew, girl, your nostalgia is
out. That's gross. Stop saying that. Stop saying that, nostalgia.
Your nostalgia is flaring up.
Oh, that sounds like something you need to go to the rheumatologist for.
Yes.
Your chronic nostalgia.
Oh, my God.
Okay, should we talk? Should we do?
Should we talk shop?
Talk shop.
Oh yeah, wait.
Look. Did we get any good submissions, Izzy?
I want to do our new submission box. We got a lot of submissions. Don't forget that we just added the submission box on the website. teamgstudios.tv/BrooklynConnorMakeAPodcast. I did Jeff Lewis live this morning on SiriusXM.
Well, who exactly is Jeff Lewis?
Jeff Lewis is a man. He's an artist. He's a podcast host. He's a part of Bravo Verse, the Bravo Verse, which for whatever reason, I'm very involved in.
Uh-huh.
And he gave us a massive shout-out on the Brooklyn Connor Maker podcast. He asked, you know, he said, our podcast, and then he's like, episodes are out every Thursday. He asked for the website name, so
wow.
People could sign up for bonus. So
this is a little bit, this is not Jeff Lewis specific at all, because I also, me and Jeff just aren't as connected in that way. But there are, I want to say, and this is not me being ungrateful. Let's get that clear. I checked my privilege at the door. There are a lot of entities that really make it well known that they are just here to support Connor. A lot of...
No.
No, I'm telling you that we have a lot of people that we both mutually know, and we'll both meet these people. And I would say we come out of those interactions having dealt with those people the same amount. Like I talk to them, you talk to them, et cetera. They follow Connor only.
Well, we've talked about this before. It's because I literally am so annoying, I DM them right away. I can think of two off the top of my head that like I literally...
There's
like
one really bad one.
Who?
I can't say, but like it's so bad.
It's,
there's one...
It's genuinely like that's the one individual who I know for a fact
hates me.
That's being 100%. That's intentional.
That's intentional. There's one person in the BNC verse who, I'm not kidding, the interactions have been the same. Connor speaks to this person, I speak to this person. There's literally been nothing negative that's ever happened. They only follow Connor, and they will not. I don't know what I did. But I'm just saying, like, it is something that it doesn't necessarily hurt my feelings, but it does, like, hurt my feelings a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not that I care about, like, followers. It's just that, like, what am I... Doing. What did you just do?
Almost knocked your picture frame onto my forehead.
Don't knock the picture frame onto the
floor. On purpose.
But it's just like, what am I doing?
Maybe what are you not doing?
Right.
Is a question. Because yeah. I am being annoying.
But I'm talking about like, especially with like that one person or like a few others in that, just like that we've had similar experiences with. It's like, I don't think there's a bunch of a difference between what me and you are doing. Maybe, I don't know. It's interesting. It's something that I could talk about in therapy.
You ever want to get it? Like, I'm looking at your basket that has your blankets in it. I want to get in there and I want you to put the lid on me so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that after the show.
Okay.
When's the last time you played hide and go seek?
Connor a few weekends ago with Pod Sardines.
That is bone-chillingly awesome.
I was feeling, I didn't know sardines.
Where one person hides and everyone looks?
Lights off.
Yeah.
Lights off, one person hides, everyone looks, and then when you find them, they join them.
When you find them, you join them.
So I played this at the beach. We didn't find the two people that hid. It was insane. You would think that like a group of 20-something-year-olds would be able to find each other. The hiding spots were, I'm not kidding, Patrick hid. I didn't know this was a possibility. He climbed on top of the fridge and then rolled back like behind it. And it's just like, how would you ever have found someone doing that?
Nope.
So no one found him.
You're as good as dead to me.
And then Alexa hid in plain sight. She hid on the dining room chairs. So she just like put herself horizontally on the chairs and then just like tucked the chairs in.
That's funny.
And you just, she was in plain sight, but no one found her.
I would get too, I kind of get scared.
And it was scary. The lights were off.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
And Pink Panther music was playing.
Oh, that's fun. That part is fun.
Yeah, I was really scared.
Oh, here's what I was going to say. We talked about this morning on Jeff's show, but don't you think in public bathrooms, there should always be playing loud music?
I wanted to bring this up with you and I forgot. I'm so glad you said something.
Oh, we're saying.
I don't think bathrooms should be split by gender. They should be split by pushing or peeing.
Oh my gosh, Brooke. Yes, 100%.
There should be a push room. And you could throw up in there too. I had thought there maybe should be a separate one if you need to throw up a third.
A secret third option for barfers.
A secret third for barfers. There should be a single stall option for barfers.
There should be just be a separate barf room.
Yeah, there's a barf room, there's the push room, and there's the piss room.
Oh, you're going with piss?
Yeah, go piss, girl.
Well, of course go piss, girl. Like, I think we can all agree on that.
I mean, because like every time I have to push in a public restroom, I'll wait until no one's there and I'll enter a push off. With the person next to me, we both clearly have to push. And it's like, we're waiting for the other one to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you think I'm going to push first? You're out of your mind.
I am flushing the toilet, pushing while it's flushing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow,
no, I'll wait.
We're so, so gross. Like,
do you think?
Yeah, this podcast should just be called Poop and Poop Make a Poop. Like, that's what it should
push
be.
And piss make a puh.
Yeah, it really should be. You know,
I feel like my Lemmy D bloats have me fast, thinking fast today.
Really? Oh my gosh. They literally make me fart for 8 hours. It's the craziest
thing. You think I'm not farting under here?
Oh, Brooke, stinky.
You think I'm not puffing?
Push and puff.
Push, puff, and piss. Puke. puff. Piss and push. This is disgusting. So Izzy, did you get any good submissions?
Wait. You know what's so, you know,
get
what?
The microphone cord out of your toes.
Can I do anything? I can't floss my toe. Let me talk.
Not on
let
the Joybird.
Let me talk about what I was going to say. There is nothing worse than when the chef of the restaurant you're at comes out of the stall. What were you doing there? No. Chefs, no pooping. No pooping. No pooping. Not at work, man. Do not poop and come out of there and then head back to the kitchen.
That doesn't bother me that much. It's not like they're wiping with their hands.
Oh, are you the wipe monitor? How do you have that much faith in every chef? There's some evil chefs that wipe with their hands.
I'm sorry. Like, you have no room to be talking with what you've been doing with your feet.
Brooke. I can't do it.
I can't either.
You go find another pusher.
Get socks.
When push comes to piss, girl, you're pissing me right off. That's what it is.
It's just, you know what? Like, I haven't been like in on the whole demure trend. That is just the least demure thing.
You say you haven't been in on the trend. You've said it five times today.
Shut the fuck up. Seriously.
Oh my gosh. There's definitely a view of my camel toe from where the camera is for sure.
What's it called when a guy gets a camel toe?
Moose
bull's
knuckle.
Nickel.
What did you say?
A bull's nickel.
We're going to do a round of the bull's nickel for the table.
Let Izzy finish.
Are you going to have any bull's nickel or do you want to split it? Do you want any of the moose knuckle? Would you like an order of the moose knuckle?
My iPod cracked.
You did. Well, you posted it. Because I already knew it wasn't news to me.
My friend Peter just texted me, I'm soaking wet. Let's see what he has to say. That's a picture of Jonathan Bailey. Oh, New Fiero.
Hello?
New Fiero just dropped. New Fiero content just dropped.
What am I doing on my phone?
Izzy texted us.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, is it just this little thing, Izzy? Okay. My ex just posted an incredibly long, very poorly written poem about me, where she makes up events that simply didn't happen to make me look bad. But because it's so bad, it's just funny. She called me a power freak, which I genuinely couldn't define if I wanted to.
I could define power freak.
Define it.
Like, really sexy, spicy, but like in an alpha way.
Oh, I wasn't getting
way.
That.
Powerful freak. Or powerful freak.
I was getting someone like who abuses their power.
Oh. Perfect circle, Maj? Look at this. Wow. Life is beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I would like my ex to do that. It feels like that would make you look good.
Feel like you won. But it's
there's nothing more embarrassing than someone posting something that's poorly written. Especially if it's writing.
That doesn't really do you any favors. If it's you, it just means your ex is dumb and that means that you have bad taste.
Yeah.
Could you date a dumb person if you were really physically attracted to them?
Yeah.
But like super dumb, like duh? Like that kind of dumb.
But I
not
genuinely
like spelling.
Think that people, I don't believe that there are like dumb people.
There are definitely dumb people.
I don't think I could date someone that is like truly like has no brain cell.
I know we have a mutual friend that is one of the dumbest people I've ever met. Can you think of who it is?
I don't think I could date that person, but I think that I could date someone who's not conventionally smart and is intelligent in a different way. Like, I don't need someone to understand. I don't need someone who writes well. I don't need someone to understand basic arithmetic.
Basic arithmetic.
Like, it's just, because they're just
so much.
Don't you have no room to be talking about anything that's coming out of my body with that wire in your toes. I'm saying I think that if I could find something that is smart about them, then I could, even if other people just
think
they're
not.
Can you
think of anything smart about the person that we're both thinking of?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably.
Give me something.
I can't off the top. I would need to sit with it.
I literally, like, when I think of the word bozo, like, he comes to mind. Like, he is literally has, like, those bluebirds circling around his head to me. Like, at all times. He probably has a concussion.
Honestly, someone like that, like, if they're just, like, so sweet, because ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And they are just, like, so sweet and would, like, die for you. Like, I could, maybe. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Who are you voting for? I'm just kidding. That is funny.
That's so hysterical.
One thing about me, jokes on jokes. I'm going to Florida on Saturday.
I'm so jealous. I wish that you would go to Florida when Mama and Papa were there because they would die to see you.
I know, dang it. I can't believe they're not there. I will be in
Miami.
Well, I'm doing Orlando first, and me and Maggie, you're going to go to Epcot.
I was literally just going to say, are you going to go to Disney?
I'm going to go to Disney. We can't drink or anything, which is kind of sad.
Why?
I've always wanted to do Drink Around the World.
Are you going? Are the brand sending you?
What? No. It's before the show, and I'm not going to drink before a show. It's too dangerous, especially around the world. God forbid I was around the world and drinking.
Could you do it the next day?
No, we go.
Could you do it after the show?
No, because it'll be nighttime. Too late. But we do. We have Orlando, Tampa, Miami, and then Dania Beach.
Dana?
No, it's not Dana. It's not Dana Beach. It's not at all Dana Beach.
How's it? Where are you? What is it?
D-A-N-I-A.
Dana Beach?
D-A-N-I-A. Dania.
I don't know it.
Dania Beach.
Where is that?
Dania Beach Improv. Dania.
Where is it located?
I'm looking right now. Dania Beach. Dania Beach. Da-na-na-na Beach. We like to go to Dania Beach. Let me look, Brooke.
How about you look?
I'm looking. It's right outside of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
What?
And oh my God, I should tell my mom to go.
You should tell your mom to go. You should tell your mom to
tell my mom to bring her to her special friend.
Bring. And I, would she care if I was like, Brooke's mom is here? That would be like
I would honestly, awesome celebrity it would guest. Be awesome. I don't know if I want that.
Oh, yeah.
People to know, to be able to make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe if it just like stays within the room.
Yeah.
It's like what happens in Fight Club stays in Fight Club.
It's totally. We're going to beat your mom's ass.
Yeah. That's not just the kidding. Saying. What I happens know. In Vegas stays in Vegas. Number one rule
don't
of Fight Club
about
is that.
Like,
yeah.
Fight Club.
Yeah. Wait, but when is it? I'll tell her to go.
I'll tell you when to tell her to go. Wait, is she in Fort Lauderdale?
She's around there.
October 3rd. I'm going to Disney.
Oh my God.
World October 3rd.
I'll tell her.
Wanna come on now. Come on now.
You should go to Connor's comedy show.
Yeah.
It's
October
on 3rd. October 3rd.
I got a basketball game tomorrow. Isn't it crazy? There are things like that, like the quadratic equation. I can also remember, but I can also remember my name's Parker. I got a basketball game tomorrow. Harry? No, Terry is put it in reverse. Terry. Wow, we're having a very riveting conversation. It's on Parker and Connor Make a Podcast today. I think we actually, it's time to wrap it up.
Because, is it?
Yes, yeah. Because when push comes to puff, like.
Do you have to push?
Let's just say.
The awesome thing about my new apartment is that there's a half bath and a primary bath.
Well, the thing about your half bath, I did just sit down to pee.
What's wrong with
the
half bath?
You have to I'm under the sink when I sit down on the
it's
toilet.
It's tiny, yeah.
Like the sink goes over.
Don't half bath shame me.
No, I just like couldn't.
Don't make it weird. It's a half bath. That was one, and I stayed in the Airbnb that said that. In the half bath, there was like a Home Goods type of sign. Don't make things weird. It's a half bath.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I feel like that sign made things weird.
Wait, let me look if I can see, if I can find the exact sign.
No, it's okay.
No, I think you would really like to see it.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I have any more oop dots. I'm still.
If this is Tulsa, 1967.
Pardon?
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. It's just something about making it weird in a half bath.
I am still up for people's sexiest TikToker. If everyone would mind, maybe voting one more time if you can, because now I kind of need it because it's gone from being a joke to like now if I lose like that's humiliating.
I just ordered the sign.
Oh, good. Because you have at the
get
end.
Get naked. Just kidding. This is a half bath. Don't make it weird. You like it?
That's a doozy. You got it?
You would like that in my half bath, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's great. Why would anyone need to get naked in your half
bath?
Should
I get the brown or the black trim?
The black.
Do you think?
I would say, yeah, please do the black.
You care that much that you're going to beg?
I would say so. Yeah. Wow, so many people are in Europe still. Why? Come home. Come home.
Purchase.
That's not fair.
All right, y'all. Oh my God, should I get the one-day delivery or fastest delivery?
Now we're genuinely just like on our phones talking about stuff, so we got to wrap this up. Okay, bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to the YouTube. We have a couple fun things coming out on YouTube coming up. When is the first thing coming up on YouTube?
First thing is in the end of September.
Which is, like, almost now.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing will be Halloween.
Yay. A lot of stuff happening here. Watch this space. There's another thing?
The part two of the first.
Okay, part one and part two, and then Halloween.
Part one, Halloween.
Oh, whoa. Sandwich. Sandwich much? Okay, very exciting stuff.
Yep.
See you in the bonus.
Okay, bye, guys. See you in the bonus. Thank you so much. We love you.
Love. This week on Close Friends.
Oh my gosh, if I had a pumpkin spice latte right now, you would have to get a new Joybird couch piece. I'm just a small, small man. Got the weight of the world on my penis. Are you there?
Delete myself. I would delete myself. I would delete myself. I would backspace.
This used to be such a safe space until just now. I had no idea she hated my shelves to death.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.